Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Just go. Titanic in the news again.
What?
Huh? Where? It is one of my least popular, just worst takes. I believe Titanic is the greatest film ever made. It is not my favorite movie ever made, but in terms of movie making, the degree of difficulty, I think Titanic is the greatest movie ever made. Fight with me.
I don't think that's a real boat, Jason.
What do you mean?
That they're on filming it on.
Right.
Is it?
No. Well, actually, I think they did make a full-size remodel of the Titanic.
No.
What? You think that whole thing is just a computer boat?
Yes.
They were never on a real boat?
Or a little model boat.
I've seen a behind-the-scenes featurette on how they CGI'd that guy falling and he hits the engine. It's all CGI, man.
There's no boat.
There's just parts
of the boat.
Leo and Rose are just walking around on a green screen the whole time. There's a boat. Get out of here.
They probably built like a little small whatever.
Okay, regardless. Yeah. Whether there's a boat or not, that only adds to the incredible marvel of filmmaking that has taken place here. James Cameron, I salute you, my guy.
That's your 13-year-old brain.
There's an alternate ending, though. So, spoiler alerts, those of you still, Titanic's on your DVR.
Is it where they let Jack on the door?
old Rose, so the old lady, played by Gloria Stewart, mm-hmm. She nominated for that. For some reason, I feel like she might have been supporting actress nominated, which was unwarranted.
You know, I don't think I saw Titanic in theaters.
What?
Because that was like a, hey, take your girlfriend or a date there. Which,
like it was
still waiting.
1997, I guess you were 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
But if you were in high school in the Titanic era, you went to see it in the theaters like six times.
Even I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. Katie wasn't even born yet.
No,
were you born?
Yeah.
1997?
Yeah. I was a baby.
So you baby Katie saw it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Were you when Billy Zane goes up to the lifeboat and he's like, I've got a child?
That was me.
You were like, that's me. I'm one of those.
I'm a child. Yeah, exactly.
So old lady Rose in the actual movie, you know, at the end of the story, she just walks up to the side of the boat and she pulls out the heart of the ocean, the million-dollar diamond necklace, whatever thing, and she just plops it down into the ocean. Apparently, there's an alternate version where she alerts... who is it? Bill Paxton?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Paxton from?
Texas State.
Very good. Eat them up, cats. She alerts he and the crew, who they're all out there for the specific reason of finding this necklace. And he's like, hey, you suckers swimming around the bottom of the ocean. I got it. I got it right here, but I'm about to throw it out into the ocean. And he's like, no, please don't do that. This has been available, this alternate ending, on the DVD for many years. This isn't just released, but for whatever reason, it's viral again. And everybody is dunking on old Rose for being terrible and it's awful. Here, we pick it up. Here's Bill Paxton's character trying to say, hey, don't do that, Rose.
Look, Rose, I don't know what to say to a woman who tries to jump off the Titanic when it's not sinking and then jumps back on when it is.
First of all, holding a decision 80 years ago against her now, I don't know that we need that, Bill Paxton.
Was she already off the Titanic and got back on?
She,
she's in a boat and she jumps out.
Yeah. Are we really? You don't remember? She's on a lifeboat. They're lowering her down. Leo and Billy Zane are still up there. And he's like, there was no arrangement, was there? And he's like, oh, there's an arrangement. Not going to do you any good. She doesn't hear any of this, but she knows that Cal's going to screw her man. And so she jumps off the thing.
You could have just said yes.
No, so stupid, Rose. You're so stupid. You're so stupid, Rose.
I'm not dealing with logic here. I know that. But please think about this for a second.
Oh, I've thought about this for years. And I've come all the way here to put it back where it belongs.
Wait. Just let me hold it in my hand. Please. Just once.
So, then he gets to finger the heart of the ocean for a second, and then she is that not the way that you should describe it? And then eventually she throws it on the plane.
You look for treasure in the wrong place, Mr. Lovett. Only life is priceless, and making each day count.
She throws the thing over the side.
Which, look.
Hold on.
Jesus, no!
This guy.
really sucks, lady.
Okay, I guess we can spin this into another who's the a-hole here. Was that an a-hole move of Rose to just throw this thing over the edge?
Look, that's fine for this 80, 90-year-old lady to sit there and be like, oh, all that really matters is love or life or whatever she says. Like, if you're not about to die, I could use some money.
Right.
Okay?
The people who should really be upset, her granddaughter, whoever, yes, who brought her on this boat, does she know that she's had this thing, the heart of the ocean, just sitting in her jewelry box for 80 years? Because, yeah, we have
Rose
like...
Rose is not rich after Titanic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We see pictures of where she lives and stuff like that. Her grandchildren just be like, what, this whole time? I could have been living the Kardashian life, but I'm out here. I'm a substitute teacher.
Yes.
All right, give me a break. You had $1 million necklace just sitting in the... What's wrong with you? Now, to the dunking it in the ocean part, that's not cool, lady. You're literally scouring the bottom of the ocean looking for this thing.
Yeah.
You have all the equipment there. That's great. You know where she dropped it. Jump in.
Get it.
Instead of sitting there telling her she sucks, jump in there, guy.
Yeah.
That's millions of dollars.
You've been out here looking for months and years and whatever, and now...
That really sucks, lady.
Actually, no, this is great. Now you know that it's down there. You have a place to start and look.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
Katie, professional bartender with us today. Tweet at JasonDickAF, your bartender questions. Cat in the House says, Katie, have you helped anyone with a proposal yet? The ring in the champagne kind of thing. Lame.
I haven't, no, but we did have a proposal at the restaurant, and I was so excited for it, and I literally went to they were eating in the restaurant, not at the bar, and I literally had to go downstairs for like 5 minutes to get something from the stock room, and I come back up and it already happened.
Did you know?
I missed it.
You knew that it was going to happen,
though?
Yeah,
they
contacted
it was
you to help orchestrate. What did he do? How did it go?
She said yes. So.
No. But what was the whole
proposal
plan?
Oh, I think he put like, there was like rose petals on the table, and then I think he just got up from dinner and got down on one knee and, you know, the classic no frills.
That's for that.
Hey.
Okay.
See, my theory was always I was going to make this prospective woman like really mad and be like a bad boyfriend for like a week. That way they're not expecting the proposal because like they're mad at you. And it's like, oh, no, I was just psyching you out.
Awesome scheme there.
Also would involve a hot air balloon.
Ooh.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Somebody.
Mr. C says, what is the best tasting shot and why is it Malort?
We don't have Malort at my bar, unfortunately.
Good.
You know, it's very popular. My favorite is probably, and tastes really good, it's the green tea shot.
I don't know what that is. What's that?
Jameson, peach schnapps, and sweet and sour. Splash of 7-Up.
And it's called a green tea shot?
Yeah.
Those sound good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
You had me at Jameson, so.
Yeah. And it's people like, they'll be like, we want shots, but we're like too afraid. And I'm like, I got you.
Oh.
Green tea shot.
Right.
Do people still do Vegas bombs? That was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Vegas
I don't
bombs.
Even know what that is. That's a very weirdos type shot.
Oh,
people
yeah,
are
yeah.
coming to your fancy hotel bar and ordering Vegas bombs?
Not off. I've only gotten it once, but it's, I think, Crown Peach.
I'm confused
Malibu,
by the clientele of your
Red Bull. Yeah,
who is your customer?
It ranges.
Have you guys ever done this? Actually, this is supposed to be like a radio exercise. Like you're supposed to have a listener who you're constantly every decision that you make. You think, how would Alex feel about this? And Alex, he's a 36-year-old young professional. He might be married, but probably is single. He drives a Prius. Mm-hmm. Who is the Katie's bar? Who is your Alex? What is the? Because it seems like you would get. It's a nice
I
hotel.
I have a range. Yeah.
Seems like you'd get fancy sort of business.
We
people,
get like,
but you're also in the suburbs, so it might just be like some.
Yeah, we have like
grapevine trash who are going in there to party after they get off work across the street at the train mill.
I feel like rich
hell yeah, we literally are across the street from a train station. You can see it. From
yeah.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
why.
Oh my god.
I just know about the ways of grapevine.
Like, wow.
I was like, surely there's a
Jason.
Train nearby.
I'm impressed. it kind of ranges. There's some young people like in their 20s to 30s that come, and I'm like, you are at the wrong place because this place is way too damn expensive for our But that's okay. I'm happy that they're there.
Who was the guy who ordered the Vegas bomb or gal?
Like 50-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. There's some suburban people who like to, you know, come get loose.
I'm imagining just like an overabundance of cologne when you order a Vegas bomb.
Well, our bar
aftershave.
What is a Vegas bomb?
It's the whiskey, rum, peach schnapps, and then Red Bull.
Would you have known that, Katie, or would you have to look it up?
Yes. I know it because when I went to bartending school, there's a we would have acronyms for kind of like word hints to help you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And for a Vegas bomb, it was
seems more difficult to
remember. It's cash money prostitutes. So, because it's Vegas.
Crown Malibu Peach.
Nice. Red Bull. Because once you've gotten through all the cash money
prostitutes. So it's easier to remember cash money prostitutes than just Crown Malibu. Okay.
Here, my question for you is going to be, what is a good shot for somebody who thinks that alcohol tastes yucky?
Oh.
But I think you may have answered that with the green tea.
Green tea shot, yeah.
Oh.
Or a Royal F shot is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What are some other acronyms? Can you share? Are there other of these shortcuts that you can tell me that are...
Now I'm getting all mixed up. There's one that's very tart shot. I think that's the... Kamikaze.
Well played.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a professional.
To that front, Zach from New Braunfels says, Katie, when I was bartending, I found it slightly annoying when people would order random cocktails not on our menu. Like a gimlet or a Brandy Alexander, then you have to Google the recipe. Does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. No, we do that all the time.
She's got an acronym, bro.
Wasn't that your move, Jason, when you were that one time you bartended in Fort Worth?
Well, yes, that was...
Or anytime Jason guest bartends, I forget.
I have not done a lot of bartending. I'm not qualified, certified, any-fied. But yeah, we were one time at a thing in Fort Worth, and it was 2 a.m., the bar was closing, and they just shoved us off into this private whatever. The owner guy knew the people I was with, and he's like, here, this bar is stocked, help yourself. And so there was no bartender, and so I was... drunk and confident enough that I just walked behind the bar and I was like, I can start slinging some alcohols. And you know, if somebody asked for Jack and Coke, I was like, okay, I can do Jack and Coke. I'd pour some one of those. But oftentimes people would ask for something weird. I'm like, that's a Bud Light for you.
No. We Googled.
Like, yeah, if somebody wanted some sort of sex on the beach, I was like, Jaeger it is, sir.
Yeah.
I'll take one with you. Let's go.
All the time, though.
Yeah.
Or if we're
Alex
like,
threw up in a trash can in there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's in it or what you're going for? And people.
What about people that are just like, that ask you for a recommendation? Because I know that's with a lot of my bartender friends, that's the most annoying thing you can do is not know what you want to drink. Just be like, oh, what's a good drink?
Well,
do you have like a go-to that you give them or is it just top shelf something?
Well, that's hard because you don't know. Like, I always start with what's your favorite, like,
liquor.
Because if someone could be like, oh, yeah, what can you recommend? And then I'm like, yeah, the French 75. And they're like, oh, I hate gin. Okay, well.
Goddamn, T, you bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So start with what's your favorite liquor, and then you can kind of go from there.
When I was doing the Sunday shift at Weirdos, they would let me bartend sometimes. I would always get somebody Rumplemintz. If they didn't know what they wanted, I was like, oh, Rumplemintz. And then they're like, no, this is disgusting. It's like, oh, well, then I have to get rid of this Rumplemintz
shot.
Have
you ever wondered why did Weirdos close? What happened? I always had such a good time there. It's like, we just let Nick bartend on Sunday. Did you go to bartender school?
Nope.
You have any sort of certifications or any sort of...
I took that online course where the guy...
Oh, yeah?
Is the bad... Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it was
the
literally...
The guy is the bad...
There's always... Bartending people know that guy. They know that guy. They've seen that course so many times. They know exactly the guy I'm talking about.
Is on the online course, do they teach you to identify children who are stacked on top of each other wearing a trench coat as not... And then be like, "That don't be fooled. That's not an adult. Those are just kids trying to drink."
As long... If they're wearing too much makeup, yeah, those kids are up to no good.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to... Oh, yeah, no. The whole reason they let me do that was just because I was the one that was willing to get up at like 10 in the morning to open the doors on a Sunday. Everybody else was too hungover from Friday and Saturday night.
Getting up, man.
That's how you get ahead, kids.
Is to Zach's question, is that uncouth to... Because, you go to a place that's got a fancy cocktail menu... and if like I don't want any of it, can I just say can I have a Moscow Mule?
If you have a full serve, like if you have full service bar, then
You should be able to order anything you want.
100%
It's a pain in the ass for the bartenders to not have to do, like you said, like just a rum and coke. What was that place that almost kicked you out because you tried to order Fireball?
I have two different places. I wasn't almost kicked out. Midnight Cowboy is the secret speakeasy style place down on 6th Street. Are they still in existence? Is anything still happen now in pandemic times? Do you know about Midnight Cowboy, Katie?
No.
It's a fancy old-timey type place. It's supposed to be about the Prohibition times where there's no sign. There's just a red light outside or something like that. You go there, you're not allowed to have your phone out. You can't be looking, not talking on your phone. You can't be looking down at your phone. That's against the rules.
In the bar?
Yeah. And they have a guy pushing around a bar cart. He's got a twisty mustache because, of course, he does.
Yeah.
And he comes to your table, and you just he'll make you whatever, you know, you want an old-fashioned or whatever. He'll make it right there on the cart. And, yeah, it was my friend Melinda's birthday, and I was already I had been pre-Midnight Cowboying, and I just show up, and I'm very exuberant and ready to drink more. And he gets there, and I'm just like I was just being a dick because I know the answer. I was like, "Do you have Fireball?" And he's like, "No, we don't have Fireball." And I was like, "Well, you got all the things there. Can't you make some Fireball?" I was like, "You got a whiskey and some kind of cinnamony. Make me some Fireball. Come on.
Oh, my God.
How do you get your mustache to do that?" And so I was not kicked out.
You're not welcome back,
I was not kicked out, but I definitely was.
Frowned upon?
I did not win Customer of the Night from Midnight Cowboy on 6th Street. My bad.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Intern Jenna's dad tweets at Jason Dick AF. Do parents get discounts from bartenders asking for a friend?
Maybe.
That's Katie's dad.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if they don't, just jack up her rent. Get that money back.
Angel says, "Katie, do you really serve handsome/beautiful people first? If so, am I ugly?"
No.
Is that a thing? I didn't really even know about that.
I don't think so. I always do like whoever was there first.
Yeah.
Because I think people get upset and angry, obviously. Right, right. That makes sense.
And you don't really have like I don't know. I was only there one time for brunch, but it's not really a shot bar on 6th Street or a music venue where there's literally 20 people up there waiting at one time.
Yeah,
does that
no.
ever happen to you?
Not. It's kind of started happening on weekends, and it's a little scary and overwhelming. But we have, it's kind of like a U-shaped bar, so that doesn't, and there's seats at it, so usually like people, because it'd be awkward.
The letter U. I was like, what is a Jason Dick shaped bar? Like, it used to be larger, but now is somewhat slimmer,
but still flappy
and weird.
It sags nice. Around the middle.
His head appears much larger than it used to be.
Exactly.
I mean, but if somebody's like, if they're seeming impatient or being a jerk, like, you put them at the back of the list, right?
I guess it depends. Or I'll get one of the guys to help them out because I don't want to deal with an angry.
Cat Lady Regina says, it's very common for guests to buy their bartender shots to take with them. Do you get sloshed during shifts? I asked that yesterday, and I'm hesitant to get Katie in trouble, but are you allowed to drink
sloshed.
On the...
No, I've had people offer to buy shots, but it's a classy establishment,
so we
can't really be like shooting tequila and whatnot.
Here's what you say, Katie. The customer is always right.
That's true.
That was always my early 20s. There's no way I'm going to make a career out of radio. I probably am going to wind up as a bartender fantasy. Like, I'm just going to go to work and get wasted every night. It's going to be awesome. I would have been bad as a bartender.
No, I couldn't. I don't do that.
But that would have flown at Weirdos, right, Nick?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, there were no rules there.
Zach from New Braunfels says, DQA, what is it with this Weirdos you mention all the time? Was it just a bar that closed they used to hang out at? Was there some sort of gimmick to it? Were they secretly running prostitutes or drugs and got busted? Yes to all of that. I mean, Weirdos was a...
No to the prostitutes.
North Austin establishment run by our friend Jesse. My Jesse? It is my Jesse, right? Mm-hmm. Is that one Jesse?
Yeah, your Jesse.
Yeah,
not
our friend Jesse, who Nick wound up working there. Based on our, we got you the job there, right?
Well, I don't know how much we got into it, but yes. Yes,
the collective
yes.
We,
yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We got you a job at another place. You went one day and then fake called in sick. Then
that was you. That was definitely you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for going to the job that she got you, but burning my guy. appreciate that.
Look, I was using your job as leverage against her job, and her job came through.
It was a fun, no, it was just a fun North Austin
it was an action
spot.
Sports bar.
Yeah.
There's a BMX ramp in the back, volleyball.
Ooh,
the problem
that's
with
kind
it
of fun.
Was
a stage that
not
was
when you're
not,
drunk, though. Well, even more fun, but not safe.
No, what was right about it is also what was wrong about it, is it was run by my Jesse, mm-hmm. who is the kind of guy. Like, if Jesse is throwing a house party, you're like, oh, hell yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem was, the weirdos, he ran it like he was throwing a house party, and the city of Austin looks down upon that sort of thing when you're like, permit? What's a permit? Why do I need a permit to build a stage and book a band in a North Austin neighborhood?
You know what it's like? Like, weirdos and Jesse was like when Bill Belichick played or was the coach of the Cleveland Browns. It was a disaster, but now he's learned. Now he's learned how to do it.
Has he learned?
I think so, yeah.
Plugola alert. I haven't been there. I'm not even totally positive where it is. But Jesse, now the proprietor, he runs Gnar Bar on 6th Street. There's a new bar.
Gnar Bar?
What a time to open it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it like narwhal themed?
He's like
shredding the gnar.
California surfer type.
Gnar Bar.
Jesse
is.
The narwhal bar. Guys are just horns.
I want a narwhal bar.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends 101X.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Florida man Kyle tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I was listening to Jason tell the Mariner story on his other show last night and was legit saying to myself, please don't tell this story the same way on the air tomorrow morning. Hashtag KOB Jason. I'm just trying to improve myself, guys, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to become a better, more evolved, educated person. That's the thing. Is on the air not a good place to explore that that journey?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, good.
We'll crush it.
Yeah. All right, our contestant today is Tiffany?
Yep.
Hi, Tiffany. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Tiffany, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. We've got fun tourist attractions to visit when in Nashville, state firsts, or historical couples.
What was the second one?
State firsts. Like the first state to do something.
State first.
Excellent, excellent. All right. What state is the first place in the U.S. to see sunlight each morning? What state sees sunlight first?
Sunrise in the east. Maine?
That is correct. The first college football game was played between Rutgers and what Ivy League school, also located in New Jersey? What Ivy League school played Rutgers in the first college football game? And it's in New Jersey.
Brown?
Princeton.
I have no idea. Oh, Princeton.
Princeton.
King's College.
Yeah. And finally, the nation's first capital city was not in Washington, D.C., but rather in what state? Where was the
Virginia.
First?
Virginia.
No.
New York.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. I was wrong three times. I guess that doesn't count at all.
Hold on, though, Tiffany. You got one correct. That might be enough to get Jason out of here. And Tiffany Jason chose state firsts, which I already know is going to be a fight about the topic of the name, but we're just going to gloss over that and do the questions.
It's going to be a fight because it's littered with inaccuracies? Is that what you're telling
me? No. It's just questionable with firsts and things. But
oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Just agree that I'm terrible.
All right. We can agree on that.
Okay.
Speaking of terrible things, the hallway.
Let me do a radio show.
Back up and running.
Oh yeah, how
and,
you like that?
I don't know. We spoke for a few seconds there, and I was identified as he hated me because I've lost weight,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. I shouldn't. Don't tell people that the hallways. Go find Trevin. All right. If this is annoying you, I'm sure Trevin's out there to.
So they're not
ease
they're
your
not
pain.
Friends.
What's that?
They're not
oh
really
no friends? No. I don't think so.
Did you do that thing where I told you just to look sad?
No, I don't. Did it look sad? Oh, because He's identified me as a very sad person, right?
Yeah. He thinks that's the crux of all your issues, is that you're secretly sad inside. I heard, and I was like, no, he's not, unfortunately. No.
Katie, do I seem secretly sad to you?
Mm.
Oh, she's considering it.
I'm looking into your eyes.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like I'm an open book, man. All right? Yeah. I'm trying to fake the funk. This is it. This is what you get.
Clearly projecting. Anyway, state first. Okay. Number one. What state is the first place in the U.S. to see sunlight each morning?
State. Oh, okay. What is the first state to see sunlight in the morning? Interesting. Very interesting. But stupid. I mean, it's got to be either that one or that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, you could jam me up by putting a whole bunch of other weird things down in there, huh?
I mean, you got 50 choices.
Yeah, but 46 of those are foolish nonsense. I don't know. I guess you can scientifically measure this. Sure, why not? It seems to me like it should be Florida, but I'm going to go with one of them up there type states. What did Tiffany do?
She got one correct.
Oh, okay. Golly, is it going to be New York? Is it going to be Rhode Island, Massachusetts, one of those that curls out into the thing? All right, I'm just going to go with what I feel is the easternmost state. But I don't know. It depends on how far to the right does it go. Give me Maine, Bob.
That's correct.
I really wish you had said Florida.
Yes.
Why?
Because you think that that's east, but it's not. Like, there's...
It's further in than the thing?
Like, yeah. Like, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania,
are all further
York,
east
are all
than Florida.
Further east than that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two. The first college football game was played between Rutgers and what Ivy League school that's also located in New Jersey? So New Jersey was the first state to host college football.
Right. I got you.
Between Rutgers and what Ivy League school?
Ivy League school that is in New Jersey. Rutgers is New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
That's not New York State? All right. Mm-hmm. I believe you. Okay. So many of them are Massachusetts. But
just Rutgers sounds like a New Jersey school.
Golly. I feel like could be that one, but it's...
I applied to NYU, but I had to go to Rutgers. Just sounds like...
I don't know where any of these stupid-ass places are. New Jersey. Okay. Do it. I'm going to go with... Golly, is that place in New Jersey? Really? I would have known by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate myself. Okay. Rutgers. This is the first ever college football game?
Yeah.
That's fun. Rutgers v. Yale.
No.
Princeton.
Yes.
God damn it, I talked myself out of Princeton to say Yale.
Yale is in Connecticut.
Okay. Where's Cornell? Cornell was like sort of my dark horse candidate.
That's in New York.
Cornell is?
Yeah.
I mean, that's closer than Connecticut, I guess.
It's
right?
in Ithaca, New York.
Oh,
not
okay.
the city.
Oh, road trip.
Yeah, they didn't go to Cornell in road
trip.
No,
but they
though.
Were just from Ithaca.
Yeah.
All right. For the win, the nation's first capital city was not in Washington, D.C., but rather in what U.S. state?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, be the hero. Be the hero.
Why do I feel like it's that one? But it's actually probably that one. First capital city was in Virginia.
No.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
God damn it. Oh, my God. All right, Tiffany, in the case of tie, as we have here, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over. We'll be the winner. Nick?
What year was the first college football game played between Rutgers and Princeton?
Tiffany, you think of an answer. I'm going to write mine down real quick-like, and tell you I got a pretty good idea. First college football game.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, my idea's not that good. Don't worry, Tiffany. Okay. No, that can't be right. I'm changing my answer. Hang on. There we go. All right, what do you think? First college football game, Tiffany.
I'm going to say 1905.
1905. That's way too late, but you might still be closer. 1869 is my answer, Bob.
This should not count. 1869.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no
this
way.
Is how
stupid.
What was
Did
your
you
first
pick
answer?
It because of the 1836? I still would have won.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
Speaking of awesome shows, our guy Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October tweets at Jason Dick AF says, no, I do not go number two in front of my wife, but I do go number two in front of my bandmates as much as humanly possible. Great show this morning. Have a good day, boys. Justin was tweeting about using the facilities in front of your significant other because there's a new story. A new survey says that quarantining the last year and some being crammed up in the house has made us more comfortable using the bathroom in front of our significant other. The average couple now has six conversations every month where one of the persons is on the toilet. CJ, you're a fianced man. Mm-hmm. You guys live together, mm-hmm. right? You guys live together for not just since the lockdown period.
Yeah,
started,
we've
right?
had roommates
yeah,
before.
Yeah. Do you guys conversate back and forth when one of you is making a movement?
She'll do that. I joke with her about wanting to spider poop because one of the bathrooms is the only one with a vent, you know, it's where you just lock legs and just
I
go
not,
together.
I was not familiar with that.
I'm a very shy tinkler, so I got to have the vent on, and if she starts talking to me, yeah, I clamp up.
That's
whereas
good.
She'll sit in there and she'll just start talking to me, and so I start going, give him hell, old lacer! And she's much more open with it.
Yeah, I don't get down like that.
It's a sacred space.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, even like when I was married for a little while, even 3 months in at the peak of our marital bliss, if she was upstairs, I'd go downstairs.
Yeah,
if she was, you know, I'd run away. I don't.
I assume that's why
stuff.
You first started got into real estate with all of your slum houses.
Oh, I got extra houses
so
that
just
I
so you
could go find a new house to go in.
That's awesome.
It is. Sort of a an issue now, though, because in my current home, my bedroom, the master suite, if you will, mm-hmm. no mm-hmm. door on the bathroom.
Oh,
it's just around a corner. It's a way it's way over there.
Around
right?
the corner, fudge is made.
But you got to do what I used to do here at the radio station. You barricade and put out of order signs everywhere. And then it works until the boss is like, oh, F and CJ, and then walks in, and then another coworker tried that and is washing themselves in the sink.
I'm not really a shy bathroom person. It's more just like I have bad digestive things that I've never bothered to figure out what triggers me. And so I'm just like I
nasty, yuck.
It's a public service that I don't do any
around other people.
It's yeah. But
Nick's doing something good for the world for once.
Yeah. Staying at the station for the 3 days when it was frozen,
yeah.
and all the water eventually went out, and I'm having to share it with some of the guys. And I saw some stuff, man.
Like, oh, it was
that'll,
bad.
That'll change you.
I'm gonna admit it. I knew there was only one female coming into work during all that, so I used the upstairs sales female bathroom.
I used it. I didn't even consider that she was. I was just like, I hope there's not a girl coming in here.
Yeah. So did you go on top of my go?
No.
Did we share?
That was. That was the one thing. I was like, we're going to reach
you guys
a point
Spider
eventually.
Brothers now?
Yeah. No. Spider Brothers. I think so.
But we now have this a wall outside of our conference room that is apparently the wall of heroes where people can go up there and it's like, hey, you know, so-and-so was doing a good job, so-and-so. I want to just go up there and write, whoever flushed all the toilets, they are the real hero.
Chuck, he had to come in and do that on a Friday.
I feel so bad. I left on Friday to go back home to my house. And I tried to go there and see if there was enough water pressure, and there wasn't. And I was like, oh, some poor son of a bitch this weekend.
It's going to have to. It was bad, man.
30%.
Can I give him chocolates as thanks? Is that a good reward?
I think he's seen enough chocolate. He's seen enough. 30% of people say they peed in front of their significant other for the first time during quarantine. 25% went number two for the first time. 18% of the ladies says they changed a product in front of them for the. Here's the thing. This survey, we're going to have to look into it. Only 3% say that they are willing to wipe in front of their significant other. So hold on. You're willing to go, but then what?
Get out.
You get to the end and you say you got to All right.
That makes sense to me, I guess, kind of.
The survey also says 60% of couples say that their relationship has strengthened by being locked down together. See, to me, I feel like we're going to have, when we break out of this thing, when people are vaccinated and all that, there's going to be a coronavirus divorce spike, right?
Because of people being like stuck to,
Just like people who are like, I was probably out to begin with, but you can't, I didn't want to move all of my stuff in the middle of this.
Well, I think the spike has already happened if it's going to, right? Like, you haven't made it this far to get divorced now.
Yeah, maybe it strengthened the bond.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys know, love is a lie, all right?
It is.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
We have limited time with Momo here, and I want to get into this because when she was here last week, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Sort of just casually said, oh, that's a story for another day, and today is that day.
The other day has arrived.
Momo another is day. Eventually... You are going to be arranged married.
Yeah,
right?
It's more like matchmaking, I guess you could say now. But yeah,
so
this is the new era of arranged marriage.
Give me the quick version on your cultural background or how or why that you have wound up leading down this road.
Well, it's pretty much what everybody in my family has done. So I'm in that same boat.
But you are...
I'm down with it.
South Indian.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Yes, South Asian, but South Indian. Yes.
Okay. And that is just you've grown up in this world forever. You were born in the United States, though, right?
Yes, Jason. I was born in California.
Was that I don't know how to ask questions and not make them.
You know what? Hey, no, you're doing good. I'm
just
proud
giving
of you
a hard time.
I'm proud of you.
Look, I'm not trying to. Talk you out of or dissuade anything, but a lot of times people, you know, come to America and they, you know, they rid themselves of these traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess most of my knowledge on this topic is based on the Big Sick, the Kumail Nanjiani movie.
Haven't seen it.
You should see it.
Oh, should I?
But yeah, he's a guy who immigrated from Pakistan. His real life story. Nick is mad they gave him an Oscar because...
They should have given him adapted screenplay, not original screenplay, right. Because it's adapted from his life.
He moved here from Pakistan, and his family was planning on him, like his brother, you know, marrying a Pakistani girl that was sort of an arranged situation. Mm-hmm. And he met an American white girl and was like, I won't marry this one. She got in the back of my Uber. And so it was a big, and I think his family still doesn't talk to him.
That's like, based on his real life? I thought he married a South Asian girl.
No.
Don't fact check me on all
I'm
these
pretty
things,
sure. Look it up.
Okay. So we'll take me through the process then. When do you, how do you do it? How do you start doing it?
I just started the process. Pretty much you make this thing called biodata and you go on these websites and you upload your biodata and pictures and stuff. And usually somebody is facilitating this, like a parent or a family member.
Yeah.
So an auntie on my mom's side, she's not my mom's sister. Everybody's an auntie in India. She's the one that's facilitating this for me. So she's looking at people that... match up well with my bio data.
So you guys, you find people who are a good match, and then you guys go on a date, or
yes,
you start dating
exactly.
And see if there's something there?
Exactly. And if there's not, which that conversation usually comes up pretty quick, like, what do you want out of this, that, the other. If they don't match up with you, you move on.
Yeah,
right.
Like, there's no, like,
so
oh,
you would
we'll
never
make it
be
work.
In a, you're being forced to marry
no,
this guy that you don't
that's never going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is different from how it used to be, which, like, the people didn't get, like, my parents, when they got married, they didn't have any say in it. They were just like, oh, he's from a good family. You have money. All right.
No. Oh, so that's a factor for sure.
Oh, yeah. Salary is definitely a factor.
Wow.
That's one of the things on the bio data.
Momo shared her bio data with us, which I understand now you have edited the, because there is a salary entry here. It just says sad.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
I work in radio.
I didn't know if that was some sort of like an acronym or maybe that was some classification.
Super awesome.
No, just okay. Fair enough. So you haven't met any people yet?
I've talked to a few people, yeah, but nothing has gone
no
past
dates.
That.
Are you?
They don't live here.
That's why my question. The arrangers, are they looking for someone in Austin for you?
No. They're looking for someone anywhere for me.
Okay.
So this could be someone from India, or it could be someone that's living here in the United States, but not necessarily here. Like, pretty much everybody that I've talked to so far, it's been like 3 or 4 people. They're all from like either India or California.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, would you consider moving or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know,
obviously, like, yeah,
this is a long way down the line. Yeah. It's going to take like 2-3 years probably. I would consider moving, but they would also probably consider moving here too.
Yeah.
I
mean, do they know about Austin? I mean,
who know? Who? You know,
whoever we are arranging with.
Yes,
and be
yes,
like, hey,
they know
man,
about
this
Austin.
Is, this place is this is the place to be.
Yes,
all
this
right?
place is bumping.
As a matter of fact, 2 or 3 years, I would jump on it now. The real estate is getting out of control as we speak.
Yeah, by now.
Okay. and again, all of this is none of my business, so you should tell me to shut up whenever you want. Have you dated people before?
Yes. Did
you? So you've been out with normal, just like
yes.
I met them at school.
Yeah, the Bumble, the Tinder, it's all been a thing already.
Oh, you've done all of that
stuff.
Yeah. But you did all of that always knowing I'm going to...
Not particularly. At first, I was like, okay, we'll see. I was like, okay, I was born in America. We'll see what's out there. I'll do the regular dating situation.
And then you saw it was out there.
And then I saw it was out there, and I was like, oh, not for me.
Well, that's, you know, we read that tweet earlier from somebody who was like, I would totally get down with some arranged marriage. I have a friend who, I think she said it in a joking way, but I remember her, you know, Now I guess I'm getting out of that age demographic, but like when we were all around 30, a bunch of my friends were like, you know, particularly the ladies were feeling the pressure of like, oh my God, I got to find a man so that I can get married and have my kids.
Yep.
It's getting too late for me. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And I remember of them specifically saying, golly, I just wish that I had arranged marriage so I could just be done with it. So I could just relax.
Yep.
So do you,
that's
you
how
have
I
that?
Feel.
Really?
That's exactly how I feel.
So this, you do look at upon this as sort of like, this is a benefit. This is a good thing. You're not at all scorned or cynical that this is the way that you are going to find your partner.
Yeah, no, this is, I mean, for me, this is completely normal. I mean, everybody in my family was an arranged marriage. There's not one person I can think of that was the other side, which is a love marriage, quote unquote.
They talk about that in The Big Sick all the time.
Oh, do they? Love marriage versus arranged marriage, yeah.
For the record, love marriage is a myth, okay?
Yeah.
Love. That's not a thing.
LOL.
Jason had a hate marriage.
Oh. Not exactly.
Yikes.
Now, this was a Netflix documentary, Indian Matchmaking.
Yes,
which
I've
I know
seen
was
it.
Under fire because of the whole, they were valuing lighter complexioned people versus dark. And they're like, this is racist AF. Are you in a good matchmaking service or?
So
Momo, pause on that real quick. Boom, teased. Have to take a break, but I do want to hear you respond to that. And if you have questions, tweet at us at JasonDickAF. If you want to ask Momo,
send
about
us your
her.
Bio data.
Send us. Yes, I'm looking.
Should we? Is that offensive? Shouldn't me and Nick make some bio data?
Yeah, make it.
Just to see what's out there for us.
Let's do it.
Somebody arrange us.
That's I don't know what my Gotram is.
All right.
I don't either.
Tweet your questions. We'll talk more with Momo after this.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at JasonDickAF says, "Come on, Nick. I know you want to bring up that arranged marriage episode of 911 Lone Star." Are you not that far in it yet, Nick? What's the
No, I've caught up to that one.
There's an arranged marriage episode.
Yeah, one of their firefighters is I don't know if she's Indian or Pakistani or
South Asian.
Okay.
But yeah, she had arranged marriage, and then they figured out that the guy this one was one that was arranged from her birth. Like you were eventually gonna be there, and it spoiler alert, they don't get together.
God, did you jerk it? But that was what I was gonna watch tonight.
Yeah.
Our night girl Momo is here.
Nobody watches 911 for the plot.
She is in the process of being arranged married. First of all, thank you for doing this, Momo. Like, this is fascinating to me, and I appreciate you sharing
all
this
stuff. You're so welcome. I'm giving everybody a lesson.
Yeah. Nick, set up that question again. I don't know this Netflix documentary you're talking about.
Well, I think it's actually a series. It's just a reality show, but they were criticized heavily for prioritizing lighter-complected potential daters or whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, that's terrible. And just, I didn't watch it. I don't know very much. This is very reckless speculation. But I imagine that this system is just rife with corruption and like when you said I'm arranged marriage, I'm like, don't get taken.
No,
whatever you do,
it's complexion is definitely a big thing in India. Unfortunately, still fair skin is I don't know. Everybody wants someone with fair skin.
I mean, look, it's that still is the case everywhere except for with gingers.
How dare you? How dare you? So, what is the? You said that you have an auntie who's working on the arranging here for you. What is the criteria? I mean, because obviously you can't. You're not gonna. They're not gonna arrange you with a white cat out there. Uh-huh. All right. It's gotta be somebody of a certain ethnicity. Is there a certain religious angle? How does all of that?
Yeah. Give me so, I'm from a state called Andhra Pradesh in India. So we speak a language called Telugu, and I won't go any further.
Oh, okay. Can you say you're listening to Jason Dick and Friends on 101X in Telugu?
Yes, I can. Ippudu meeru Jason Dick and Friends intunnaru.
Party. We got our first ID. Nice.
But yeah, pretty much I just want, it's actually about what I want. I want someone that speaks my same language and is from like where I'm from. And then, of course, matches up with... all this. It would be nice to have someone that made a lot of money. Hey.
So you want a salary that's happy, not
sad. Yes, exactly. a doctor would be nice.
Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AF says, in that same vein of colorism influencing arrangements, how does the history of the caste system impact this? Like in the USA, people of similar socioeconomic backgrounds tend to pair in ways that reinforce histories of class stratification. A lot of smart words in there. Did that make sense to you? But
yeah, you want to marry within your same caste or someone at the same level. Yeah,
I don't know what that means. Nick saw on your bio data here that you guys still use the caste system. Mm-hmm. I must have slept through that class. I'm not an educated person. What does that mean? What is
that pretty is much
like
it
your,
is
your rank in society?
Yeah, exactly. So you're gonna want someone. Well, see, for me, caste is not as important, but typically you'd want someone around your same level when it comes to a caste.
What is your caste?
Reddy.
So yeah, you don't want a 4chaner. Sorry, that's the internet nerd joke.
No, I don't want a 4chaner.
Hold on, tough question, Amnesty. The caste system and all of that, I mean, isn't that bad? Isn't it really bad?
I mean, yeah, in a sense. It's kind of outdated, in my opinion. So, like I said, that's not the main thing I'm looking for. I'm mainly just looking for someone that is a nice Hindu Telugu boy.
Okay. I see on the bio data here as well. Man, what if
I want to be comfortable.
What if we wind up as the arrangers? What if we trump Auntie Momo and that, yeah, there's a nice Hindu boy who makes a lot of listening right now.
This is not the only option. So if y'all have somebody.
What if we are the ones who arrange?
Auntie Dick's matchmaking service?
What's the commission on this situation? What do I feel like I should.
I'll fly y'all out to the wedding in India.
Giddy
up. Do they get like your firstborn? Is that.
You can have the second one. You can have my firstborn if it's a girl, actually.
On your bio data here, it says star.
Yes.
Is that some horoscope garbage?
Yep, that's exactly what that
really?
Is.
Really?
Yep.
You're a Utara.
Don't try.
What are you?
Utara Ashada.
Okay. What does, so is it the same sort of thing?
It's like a horoscope.
You pair well with a Cancer or a Libra?
Exactly.
Is there an equivalent? Like, are you Gemini or?
No, it's nothing like that. But I'm an Aquarius, anybody out there wants to know. But yeah, that's that. And then Gotram is another thing on here. That's just to make sure that you're not from the same bloodline because, you know, we're not about that.
You don't want to hooked up with a cousin.
Nope. Don't want no cousins. Got a lot of them out there. Just to make sure.
What if it's Dr. Cousin?
Well, no, I'm kidding.
Nemesis Kayla says, could Nick actually be matched using this system, or is it just for South Asians only? He needs some brown love in his life. Let me tell you, Kayla, for multiple reasons, I feel like Nick would not discriminate, okay? That doesn't have to be brown, any colors.
And he'll take them all.
I could defeat the best matchmaker auntie. Pretty sure.
Well,
I'm waiting.
Momo, this is awesome. I appreciate you doing this. And you'll be in the Ann Friends family forever. And so maybe we can keep us updated on the
love
progress
it.
And
love
stuff
it,
like
love
that.
It. Yes.
Give us date reports. We'll find out. You can dunk on some guys who you took out who are totally useless.
Will
if you
do,
like.
Yes. Someone with a happy salary.
All right, we made it quite clear that is not something you're willing to overlook. Hey, listen to Momo on 101X weeknight 7 to midnight, right?
Is that the deal? Tune in.
Follow her on Twitter @ ShadowPico. where she has all of the unedited F-bombs that you have come to know and learn from her. Thank you so much, Momo.
All right, peace.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
At Nikki Lindsay says, Jesus, y'all need a woman on the show. Hashtag I volunteer as tribute. Well, speaking of, first of all, yes, we are in pursuit. We are looking for a perma woman to be an Ann friend on this program. But for now, we're just gonna have to lean on the women that we got.
Janelle Bumbleina.
And let's welcome to the program. This is my nightmare.
Hi, guys.
My girlfriend, Bumbleina, making her radio debut. What, 18 months, 19 months we've been together, and this is your first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been counting.
Have you? I like to think that you've just been going through all the motions so that you could finally make it to this moment and have your moment in the.
Well, yeah. I think it was to get a switch, but now that she's accomplished that feat, it's like
now it's like, what else can I get?
Yeah. Radio. Yep.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm well.
Thanks,
how are you?
Thanks for being here.
I'm super nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm painfully nervous.
Why? What are you talking about? You're gonna be awesome. Let's just set a rule here from the beginning. Let's just have fun, guys. Yeah. Okay, everybody have fun. I thought we were gonna be in trouble here. I thought I was gonna be in trouble. Okay, let me explain what a terrible person I am. Is that even though I told her, you know, she volunteered for this position. And I told her Tuesday, let's do a Tuesday. I didn't tell her until about an hour ago, hey, this is going to be filmed for our This Is Not Good video segment.
I wouldn't even have told her.
And she's at least the tone of her text message was not appreciative of that. You look beautiful as always.
Thank you. Well, I'm not going to take that out on you here. I'll save that for later.
Okay, good.
Look, here's the secret, Janelle, is that compared to Jason, everybody loves you because he's so unrelatable and just arrogant and full of himself that just being near him, you're like, oh, you're fantastic. So
here,
people
that's great.
Love
so
you.
What then I'm going to be awesome no matter what.
Exactly.
Got it.
What I had planned for
swear.
Today in this segment.
I may have already.
Swear if you like. I got the delay. We're good. What did you talk about? Did you whisper one? Don't. Don't do that. Don't
admit it.
Yeah. Oh, that never happens.
There you go.
Hashtag Ask Bumbleina. If you have any questions you'd like to address my girlfriend with, I will peruse them and then determine which ones I want her to answer. But here.
And I'll go through later and answer you later.
That's fine. Let me ask you this.
A lot of them are just why.
I'm going to start.
I do get that a lot, actually.
All right. That's great. Hashtag ask Bumbleina. What did you just say? Jason is so arrogant and full of himself and all of that?
Unrelatable, yeah.
Bumbleina, is that true?
Yeah.
That is not what... okay, let me just start firing through these. Are you ready? You be as honest as you want to be, darling. Q-Max says, why? Why any of this? Dan's the man. Why Jason? Do you pity him? Are you using him or do you love him?
All of the above.
Here, there was one really good one. A really good one from my perspective. Jesse from Killeen says, what is Jason's most attractive quality? Is it his muscular broad shoulders, his tactical poker expertise, him operating at 60% brain capacity? These are the hard-hitting questions. Hashtag Ask Bumbleina. What is my most attractive quality?
Your most attractive quality.
You know what? Here,
quality.
Just for balance, you can also choose my least attractive quality. But alcoholism is not an option.
That's what I was going to go for. Most attractive quality. You make me laugh all the time. Even if it's when you're full of yourself.
Oh. Well, which, yes, to that's the bit, okay? You don't get the mm-hmm. thing. Okay. Let's see here. Is Brett with 1T says, is 40% enough?
No, Brett.
But it's 40%.
But we make do.
First of all, here, let's. I'm not operating at 40% all the time. Once upon a time, just top of my head, I argued that 40% erect was the minimum amount needed to perform sexually. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I'm way over 40% most of the time, right?
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, you outdo me. Excuse a lot me. Of times I'm like, okay, we're done. I need a break.
Uh-huh.
Here, since we're already in this terrible topic, there's a particular drop that Jason likes to play, and I just want to, you know the one. Just yes or no.
I mean, this is a former lover of mine. I don't feel like this is appropriate to bring up.
Well, I wasn't going to tell her that.
Jason is the number one best at oral ever in the world.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to know that. Yeah.
I was going to say, Nick, is there a question? Are you going to ask a question?
I said yes or no.
Let's see here. Roger from Fort Worth says, I have so many questions. What is your drunk alter ego identity? Why does Jason keep bashing your house? And tell me about your process. Hashtag ask Bumbleina. Hashtag no prenup. Do you have a drunken alter ego?
Got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
No, I don't think so. She doesn't have a name. I usually just call her Drunk Me or Drunk Jay.
I have very, very rarely have I seen seen you very intoxicated.
I remember she told me when she got her vaccination, because she works in the health, Janelle works in the health industry. She's excited for that to kick in so that she could go just get wasted and make you deal with her.
I just want to get white girl wasted. I want to do brunch. I want to get drunk by 2 o'clock. Yeah. I want to be carried out. I want to be yelling
That's
at
fine.
Someone.
Okay.
I want to lose a shoe. I don't know. I want to be That's missing fun. Articles of clothing, not know where things are.
And force me to deal with it is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Now, because you've had to deal with me in some situations, is that what you're explaining? Or just...
Well, both. I think that is your job. You should take care of me.
Well, right.
When
I was going to bring
drunk
up...
And
You were not out of control by any stretch, but once upon a time, I did volunteer to drive you home from ACL, and I went and picked you and your friend up.
And I was so fun.
And you guys treated me like I was an Uber. Both of them rode in the back seat.
Singing. We were singing
right.
to
but
you.
Rode in the back seat and then immediately commandeered the music in the car, saying, we'll put some Lizzo on.
You are the one who offered, so that's
but
what
I offered
happens.
To give you guys a ride home. I wasn't Jason
we were
Dick's
still
limo
in
service.
Festival mode. I don't know what to tell you.
That is the most hurtful thing you can do to Jason is not listen to his carefully curated music selections during a road trip or something.
Tell me.
We just went
I
to
know.
Speaking
Canyon
of
Lake with him.
Music things.
Did you listen to the same 12 songs over?
I only heard Jimmy Eat World the Middle once. So that was a good trip.
You heard it zero times, actually. There were some carefully curated Jimmy Eat World songs there. But I understand that is an annoying thing that I do, is that I have the same. What are we, the 18 months that we've been together? I have the same 30 to 40 songs.
But he curates a new playlist every single time, you guys.
Yeah, I do. All right. Listen, I understand.
He puts so much thought and effort into those 15 songs.
People like to hear familiar songs, okay? I am a professional music programmer. I understand how the business works, all right? And people like to hear the songs that they know.
Also, don't request any marshmallow. He will kick you out of the car.
Oh, I love marshmallow.
Here, speaking of music things, yesterday's news, several good questions, says, do you do any music so Jason has someone to jam with?
No, I am sadly untalented.
Have you tried
I
to
was.
Sing with the Sucktones yet?
No, but I did. Practice? I did tell him I would though.
I'm working on a song that we'll sing together. But she is, I think. I don't know if I've ever said this to you or told you, but noticeably unimpressed with any of my musicianship. Like sometimes I'm just noodling on the acoustic guitar, and I'm like, "Darling, check this out, babe. Look at this." And she goes, Okay.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I want you.
You
to be like, get all dreamy-eyed and loving. Like,
I'm sorry. I
look
don't
at
go-
me like I'm John Mayer is what I want.
No.
That does suck when, like, whenever Jason does something where that is legitimately impressive musically, I'm always like, oh, that's right. You kind of do have talent.
Not really.
Like, oh,
not
it's
really.
In there.
Mostly just charisma. Yesterday's news also says, what do you have planned for the new Dick House? You have some
plans.
Yeah, some plans, some aspirations, right?
I don't have any plans
right?
for the Dick House.
Just to live there one day, hopefully?
No, I asked for a mini house in the backyard.
A little tiny house?
Yeah, I did. I asked for a tiny house in the backyard. I was like, that way we can still be separate. Mm-hmm. I don't need a lot of space, so... We can still leave each other.
Right.
Now, would you live in the, is it the same tiny house that his mom is in and you guys are now roommates, or is it, or do you have separate tiny houses?
I've never seen his mom's house.
That is, no. Well,
no, his mom is also going to have
my new compound plan. I was always thinking that, yeah, my mom would live in the guest house, but now I guess I got to get two guest houses. Does Bumalito need his own guest house as well?
No, he'll be fine. He'll actually probably want to live with you.
He'll live in the house. Yeah. You'll have your own house.
Yeah.
My mom will have her own house.
I'm picturing him just in like a tent outside. Just like, there you go. That's for you.
Oh, he'd be so content with that too. Mm-hmm. Or if you just did a tent in the living room, he'd be like, okay, cool. Awesome. I'm in.
He does love that comfy sack.
He does, that comfy sack.
Zach from New Braunfels says, when Jason is off the air, does he use this dunk on someone phrase twice an hour like he does on the radio? I already explained.
He does.
Cut that back. I don't know how that came into my vernaculars, mm-hmm. but I gotta restrict those. Zach also says, Jason said he lost all the weight so that he could F better. Has his performance improved?
Yes. but I never had any issues before.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any complaints, but it's improved.
Is it easier to breathe now?
Damn it.
Because it's not
him?
Just no for you, just because he's not crushing you.
Yes, but he wasn't crushing me.
John in San Juan says, have you fully recovered from seeing Jason eat movie theater popcorn?
I don't think it was that bad, which makes me worry about myself really badly, because it was normal.
Yeah. From the Mount Rushmore of that guy, Kenny told me that yesterday too. He's like, I've seen you eat popcorn. It's fine. It's normal. And I don't know. I feel a certain amount of shame while I'm doing it.
Is it because you go back? For more?
I've never done that. That is the first time ever. That is a testament to how strong our bond is, darling.
I mean, I just know that when they pump the butter in it, when they do it, there's never any at the bottom. So I just assumed you were having some of those issues. But
because they have the operate your own butter at the Southwest Airlines movie theater where we saw Nomadland last week. You see, it won the best Golden Globe, whatever thing. That might be best picture, Nomadland. Did it seem best to you?
Movies?
I don't know. Borat. The end.
Oh, then, yeah.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
But yeah,
of
in the middle of the movie, Mank. I just leaned over to Bumbleina and I said, hey, I'm going to get more butter.
Okay, I definitely laughed when you got up.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Several headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Cute dog news. Coming up in just a moment, John in San Marcos tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, holy F, I have killed Bumbleina playing Among Us, but I never realized she had such an amazing radio voice. #  permanent friend.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine. Let's see here, because we got some other commentary on your voice. Do you want to hear detracting comments or just the nice
that
ones?
That I sound like a child?
Let's see here. Elixir says, just tuning in, forgot y'all were bringing Bumbleina in today. I thought y'all brought some sorority fan from her voice. Jason, are you robbing the cradle? LOL. No. Do you have a sorority voice?
I could see that.
But she's very mature. I was going to share your age, but that would be rude of me, right? It is your birth month. Happy birth month.
I want to put this out there. If any sorority girls want to be an and friend, get at me. Nick@KROX.com. We'll make it happen.
The same detractor, though, Elixir, says, when Bumbleina told you to let her play how she wants to play, that reminded me of when I tried to tell my fiance what to do in a video game so he doesn't die. Oh, so she doesn't die. I'm allowed to backseat drive her because I made the mistakes for her, right? LOL, JK. Let's see here. Oh, John in San Marcos says, call Jason of a fishing pole because he is reeling big time. Blah, 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 blah. QMAX says, let me play how I want to play. Bumbleina is the co-host Jason needs, but not the co-host he deserves. And White Ranger Gill says, Jason, that group chat that you aren't a part of is loving Jay being on the show this morning. Well, good. That's fine. We can do some more Ask Bumbleina in a second. I understand Nick has some asks that he wants to make. But I saved this story for when you were going to be here. What is the cutest dog breed? A new study ranked the cutest dog breeds. Now, I'll tell you that they tried to introduce
not Chihuahua
science here using the golden ratio. Mm-hmm. Babe, you're sort of in the beauty world. Do you know about the golden ratio?
You mean like the doodles?
What?
Oh, well, you're talking about dogs.
Oh,
I meant
doodle.
Golden doodle. Sorry.
The golden ratio. It's how symmetrical your face is, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they looked at dogs' face, ears, tongue, other features, and symmetry equals beauty in this world.
Right.
To which I would say that is nonsense. R.I.P. to my little guy, Silent J. He had, depending on the length of his hair, had the most adorable, he'd have one ear that sticks up, one ear that flops down. So blatant lack of symmetry, but that was the panty dropper look for my guy. Panty dropper lick is separate.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Separate move. I don't know. What do you think? Top of your head, what is the cutest dog breed?
Like on that list?
No, what do you
just
think?
In general.
Yeah,
I mean, I like Great Danes, so that's what I would go for.
Of course.
But
why the horse dog? Why of all the... I got...
Because she wants to ride her dog.
I was going
to
say, maybe
I have the opposite of a little man complex. Like, I want everything bigger than me.
Is that why you were attracted to Jason?
Maybe.
Because he's a genie monster?
Because he's a giant.
I was going to say, I don't have any beef with Great Danes, but actually I do have beef. In that I told you this, right? That I once dated a girl who had a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few, you know, people always say is like, you always remember where you were when the Challenger blew up. Well, no,
yeah.
I don't. Do you always remember where you were when you first heard about Kobe? Nope, I forgot. But I will never forget. I know the moment when I watched Ranger poop up a wall.
I was going to say, didn't he have stomach issues or something?
Up a wall. Like, he's already...
I thought that stuff rolled downhill. I didn't know he went up the wall.
A tall-ass dog, and I just walk into her apartment, and it's as if he was just sitting there waiting for me, because he looks up, and he's got his ass up in the air, and it shoots up the wall.
Did he maintain eye contact the entire time?
How tall is a Great Dane? It's like 4 feet tall, right? It was 6 feet up the wall. It was Jason Dick head-high poop on the wall. And I was like, I just turned around and walked out. I was like, sorry.
I don't know what to do with this.
I'll pick up my stuff later.
We broke it up now. That's it.
Dalmatian is the cutest dog.
What?
All the spots. I could see that. Are they talking about in puppy form or
dog.
Like? I would think a Frenchie would be a basic.
See,
dog.
I'm like,
I would have
like
thought that would have been
like
on the list.
A Yorkshire Terrier, a Corgi, those are the good dogs.
A lot of these I cannot identify, or I don't know what they look like. A Irish Water Spaniel is number two. A Wire Fox Terrier, Lab, Basset Hound.
Basset Hound. I would get a Basset Hound. My sister has one.
The Irish Water Spaniel looks a lot like a Golden Doodle. It's one of those curly-haired dogs.
I also, look, I have my own biases here because, yeah, I would say miniature schnauzer is the best-looking dog.
Yeah, maybe so you just like everything a lot smaller than you.
When I was a kid, we had Shih Tzus. I'm a fan of that style dog as well. What is Waffles? He's a Corgi Wah-Wah.
Corgi Chihuahua mix.
Look, puppy Waffles was adorable. And grown up, fat Waffles is fine as well. But now that I know how much he sheds, I'm like, you're kind of an ugly dog, Waffles.
Wow.
Kind of ugly.
Aww.
Shots fired.
I'm just kidding, Waffles.
You think people were Team Janelle before?
Yeah, you're fine. That's no big deal. This is also just an outrage. They say dogs are not the cutest pets. According to the golden ratio theory, cats are the cutest pet. Cats are awful. Get out of here, man. All right.
Depends on what kind. Would you get a nice long-haired cat?
The top five.
All that shedding.
Cats.
Yeah, but that's not.
Cats, ferrets, rabbits, hamsters, dogs in fifth place.
No.
A ferret is cuter than
a
dog?
No.
They smell like
a
pee.
Hamster cuter than a dog? This is terrible.
When he's chewing his little cheeks?
Okay, hamsters are real cute. They're a little puffy little.
Till they eat each other.
They can eat each other?
Yes.
Hamsters?
Definitely, like if you have like a litter of hamsters, like they will eat their brothers and sisters, I'm pretty sure.
Janelle has proposed several times that we get a dog.
I clenched up and proposed.
Oh.
No, that's not happening.
Whoa, easy. I have tried to explain to her, let me introduce logic and reason into this conversation. We can't get a dog when you don't live together. That's not a thing, all right? One of you has a dog and the other person visits it frequently.
Yeah, you should get a dog and she should visit.
Well, no, that's what I'm like, if you want a dog, you should have a dog, all right?
Yeah, but I want you to pay for it.
I would... See, now people are going to get the wrong idea.
Good.
No, people are not going to understand that. All right.
Switch, get her a dog, a little tiny house in the backyard.
Or hashtag ask Bumbleen
and Emily. It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. My guy Justin Furstenfeld from Blue October tweets at Jason, Dick, AF. I love this girl. Me too, Justin. I owe you a text,
Justin.
By the way. I gotta get you to come hang with us. I hope this is acceptable for people. I'm having a great time. Are you having fun, darling?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
Your shoe off.
I mean, you almost hit me, but that's fine.
I knew where that shoe was going the whole time, okay? And honestly, there is nothing more gross and terrible to me than a couple duo on the radio.
Have you told her the story about the people that...
Oh, my old friend, I probably have told you, my friend Doug, who used to do the morning show One Door Over when Bob was Oldies 103, he fired his then co-host to bring in his wife. He just got married and hired his wife to be his morning show co-host. And I was like, that's crazy, man. What are you doing? You're just going to... You have a wife at home all the time. You're going to come do a show in the morning? And they had a whole good, clean, fun morning show type thing. It was like, you'll never guess what he did last night. Didn't do the dishes again.
I
was just like, why would you? He was also the program director. He was in charge. I was like, why would you put yourself through this? And I'm not kidding. Drop dead in 6 months. Okay, the guy had a heart attack.
Didn't he die, or like the show went bad, or something?
In 6 months of working with his wife. So,
how's your left side? Any pain, Jason?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. But I do. Is this good? Is this good for you guys out there? I don't want it. Nick just said off the air that he referenced that I've called you darling many times before, and I know some people are turned off by that. But then look,
every single time, I'm just like, ugh.
That's just the way that I. That's a, speaking of off-air things, I forgot when we went to commercial after we played the Apple Music game. Janelle says to Nick, "You only included one of the artists I told you." What the hell is this about?
Listen,
respect the integrity of the game. Terry, I was playing on behalf of Terry, who now doesn't get to go to Kalahari because of y'all's cheating ways.
We weren't cheating.
I did ask her, I just texted her yesterday, hey, send me some bands off the top of your head. And Hayley Williams is one of them, and it was from her Spotify list. Oh, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. That'll work. I was just going to give her the answers. I was going to give her straight up the answers and just have her crush you.
And just have me kind of wait and play it off.
Mm-hmm. It went.
I didn't think you could pull it off, though.
I don't think so either. I don't think I could.
It went good. I should. I wasn't ever going to get the neighborhood, but I shouldn't have buzzed in and missed it. I should have let you. Here, we'll do some more. And I know you got questions as well. Hashtag ask Bumbleena. Dave B. Tweets at Jason Dick AF. Late to the party. Sorry if these have been covered, but. Number one, is it true Jason prefers to be the little spoon?
I prefer him to be the little spoon.
I don't know that I have.
How is that possible?
Any spoon preferences, really?
Do you unhinge your spine? Like, what?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're not a small person.
But I also think that, like, when I do spoon him, I'm probably, like, mid-back. And, like, I'm, like, not, you know, up on him. I'm, like... curved.
We don't have to get into too many of the details, but I'll remember one time when she was very, very, very upset with me that she just says, we're getting into bed, and she goes, I'm still mad at you. I'm just using you for body warmth.
I was freezing.
She is worthless in the cold.
Yes, I am worthless in the cold, and he runs hot. So.
Dave B, question two. What is the least sexy thing Jason's ever said?
The stopping to do your fantasy.
Hang on, I have to check my fantasy lineup.
Yeah,
There was a time where
was
we
it
were
in Hawaii.
We were in Los Angeles.
Oh,
it was right before I was going to Hawaii. But we were doing adult things to each other. It's a time change, okay? I didn't know about
priorities.
I'm on the West Coast. The football game started 10 a.m. and so I didn't
that
know.
That is not my problem.
I should have. And so I had to stop. To go fix my fantasy lineup. I also, do you remember what else I did? Because I have a very specific fantasy lineup setting ritual.
Yes.
I have to listen to Limp Bizkit. Not this. I have to listen to Rollin'.
And it's so loud.
Yeah. Because we're going to keep on rolling, all right, through the playoffs to the fantasy championship. Come on. And so, I had to stop and put that on.
How did this lineup do?
That was a very good fantasy season for us. Although that was, you beat me in a championship game, so maybe that was...
So great. I'm glad it was worth it.
Dave B says, if you had a Men in Black doohickey, what story would you erase from Jason's memory because you've heard it so much? Are you trying to say that I tell the same stories over and over again, Dave B? What do you mean? What is that about?
Which one did I just... You were trying to tell me about something the other day, and I was like, yeah, you've told me this like four times. What was it?
Do you just start like finishing the story for him? Because that's what I will do. Like, yeah, and then you did this, and then you did this, and then you did this. We know.
So I've done that before, and then there's other times where I've just gone, uh-huh.
You know, another
and
fun...
like it's real obvious that I'm not paying attention. And he'll be like, oh, have I told you? Yeah, but it's fine. Just keep going.
Another fun thing to do is to finish the story but get like one minor detail wrong because then he just gets frustrated. He's like, no, that's not it at all.
And he's going to start from the beginning. Yes.
Nick, you had questions. Let's you quickly jam this in here.
Seriously, darling, how do you feel about that? You okay with me calling
you darling? It doesn't bother me. Okay. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
When I was pulling the lyrics for radio for the Just Chilling Y'all, the Alkaline Trio song, that lyric, because I know it's one of your favorite songs, and he says darling in there. And so
do you think that's where I got it?
I'm curious.
I think that might be why I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what it reminds me of anyways. Mm.
Number two.
It's not exactly a love song.
No, yeah,
it's
not.
Got
but
a big fat effing bone to pick with you. Darling.
Number two. When is y'all's anniversary? Which one is the anniversary?
I don't know. I was not aware that we had so many anniversaries.
Yeah.
I feel like I really failed on my part because apparently we have all these anniversaries and I was not delivering either.
I was just trying to overwhelm you with love and affection, darling. That's what I do. All right.
But like I'd wake up and they'd be like, another anniversary. And I'm like, what? What now?
July 31st, I believe, was the first day that we spoke on Bumble. Mm-hmm. I don't know anymore because she made me delete my Bumble. What up with that?
You wanna download Bumble again?
No.
Because we can do that.
I'll get
some beans in my cabinet.
I want to ask a question about pictures on your phone, but we'll skip over that one.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of Bumble, I just want Bumbleina's viewpoint on when y'all matched, and because like there was the whole you guys matched and then he blew it and then he salvaged it with a GIF or something like that.
Okay,
like,
here,
what was going through your brain when you matched with Jason?
We matched.
On Bumble?
The rules of Bumble are she has to make the first move. Mm-hmm. She did not say anything. I had to use the 24-hour extend on her. You're lucky. What if I had already used it on somebody else?
So we had matched on Tinder too.
Wait, what? I don't know about this. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't match on Tinder.
You're
and
Facebook
I think
friends.
That's why I left you like on red the first time.
Oh, because are you saying you swiped right on me but it wasn't a match?
Yeah,
and so you
on
thought
Tinder,
I had
and
dissed
then we
you,
were
so
on
you were
Bumble,
just gonna diss
and
me
then,
back?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Honestly, I was also drinking.
Wait, what? Are you saying I was just a drunk match?
No.
Did you even realize you were swiping on Jason?
No, I knew.
Is this an accidental misswipe?
She told me that when we first saw each other and first sat down at Haymaker, what did you say? That you immediately were like, oh, yeah, this ain't going nowhere. This dude's fat as F.
I didn't say that, did I?
You didn't say the last part, but you did say that at first you thought that it was unlikely to...
Before we went to Haymaker, I definitely was...
Wait, before you even went, you were just already out on it? You just
I
wanted free cheese curds? What is
it? No, I had... they don't have cheese curds at Haymaker.
It's bull, all right? Haymaker Dallas had cheese curds on the menu, still went under. I don't understand. Black Sheep has cheese curds. Haymaker does not. Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know what had happened, but I was basically like, I'm done dating. I'm still going to go. Whatever. What's the worst that's going to happen? And then, we hit it off.
I love you, too.
Isn't that nice? What's the worst that's gonna happen? Oh, I guess we worked it out.
Okay, so she did. But what was the GIF? That's where we I remember us. We gave Jason help on like what would
I?
You posted a GIF to him.
That's what I sent him. Okay. That was my.
Pause 1 second. We'll come back. I'll explain the GIF situation.
Jason almost screwed it up.
Before you leave, we gotta talk about your OnlyFans or your OnlyFans aspirations on the other side of this break.
It's Jason Dick and and Friends on 101X.
Roger from Fort Worth tweets at Jason Dick AF and at Lawless999. That's the boss star.
Oh, no.
I think Jason's girlfriend, Bumbleina, is nailing this audition. Hire her. Hashtag the Bumbleina show with Nick and Dick.
Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
Sounds extra phrasing.
Look, I will. First of all, everybody thinks that we're auditioning people. Okay?
I'm not auditioning. I have a job.
But I will say, you are doing excellent. This is going way better than I ever could have thought or imagined. So I'm very happy to have you.
What was your worst case scenario? Just break up?
No. But look, sometimes non-radio professionals and professionals, Nicholas Hajda, are not able to put aside whatever personal differences that may exist or bubble up in the middle of a program in an effort to put on a good show.
I can do that. It's a choice not to, because you need to learn your lesson.
And you're bad. I said the other day, I don't remember, was that on the air on a podcast? That one time Allison and I were in Chicago, Lollapalooza, and I somehow duped the radio station into paying for it all if I would do one show there. And so I brought her, and I was like, she's going to co-host the morning show with me. And she was just mad at me. And so it was just a nightmare. It was just a full-on disaster. Like,
can I find that?
We're interviewing G-Love, and she's just, like, constantly hating me the entire time. And he's like, this is awkward. What is up? And I'm like, hey, picture, settle down, Glove.
That picture from the TBT we did of the Morning X Olympics, where she is just, in the background, just arms crossed, glaring at you.
She was doing that a lot.
Like, that's what I picture her, just 24-7.
A lot of the time. It's fine. Okay, so, yes, I 24-hour extended her. She had to send the first message, and you sent me the dinosaur inflatable costume.
Somebody, and he like backflips, or he flips into
off a dock
boat.
into a little boat,
into
and
a boat,
rides
and he
off.
Lands in it, and he's like clapping with joy because he's so happy that he made it.
Yeah, and then I replied, I can totally do that move or something like that. And then we discussed here how I had blown it.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't let this one go by the wayside, because
you can't text back to a GIF.
She was obviously so out of my league when I matched with her. I was like, what's going on here? What's the deal here? And I might have messed it up, so hang on. Let me try again. And, yeah, it was White Ranger Gil, my roommate, who he tweets at Jason Dick AF.
There's your response.
Says, you saved it with the perfect GIF. You're welcome. And then, yeah, it's the Jurassic Park. Is that Jurassic Park 2?
Yeah.
Where the dinosaur pokes through the thing, and he says, clever girl, and I. Then we had a discussion.
No, it's not two.
Oh, I don't know if it's two. Yeah.
Clever Girls, that's Robert Muldoon.
Clever Girls, that's from the first one.
That's one. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the all right. Yeah. Okay.
That's right before Hold On To Your Butts.
That's great. That's terrific.
Mean that Gil, if you guys were to get married, that Gil would be your best man, but he has to wear a dinosaur costume?
Everyone can wear dinosaur costumes.
Julio says, did you know who Jason was when you first matched? Hashtag
yes.
Local D-list celebrity. Yeah, we were already Facebook,
she matched anyway.
Facebook friends.
Yeah, she's right?
She's been barking up this tree for a while.
No.
Listen, you friend requested me, all right?
I did. I used to listen back in the day when I had my long commute.
Shots fired.
And I think I had friend requested Deb, too.
Uh-huh.
And you were the only one.
Oh. So if she would have approved you, you might be dating her right
I
now?
I might be dating Deb right now. Okay. It could happen.
All right, here. Let's quickly. We don't have to do it quick. Take as much time to explore the space as you want. You've threatened many times. It's not a threat, but you have expressed to me a desire to start your own OnlyFans empire.
Yes.
Because specifically, you're going to have a feet only fans.
I do think that if I could figure it out, I could tap into that foot fetish world.
Do you think it is it because you think you have particularly good feet, or you just think that this is an exploitable market? Why feet?
Both. Okay. So I think that I have decent feet.
Have you been told you have good feet?
I have been told I have good feet. So there's
suck
that.
On your toes.
Oh, maybe not that far.
Okay.
But I've definitely been told I have good feet. But, yeah, I mean, I see these people online and they talk about how they're just selling pictures of their feet or, like, all these random things. And it's
Well, it's also like it's only your feet.
You know, exactly.
Do a face.
It's
you never
my
do
foot.
Anything else. It's
what
just a foot.
It?
Well, and that is, listen, that has always been my, if I have an objection, and I don't have an objection, she's a grown woman and she can do what she wants with her,
yes,
her feet
can.
And pictures of all of her parts. All right. Group chat, I want you to know I gave the thumbs up for the nipples. I don't know what y'all are doing over there. But I said it was.
I was supposed to get them a picture too, and I forgot.
Well,
of yours.
It started out when I posted a picture of me getting the vaccine yesterday, and then there's a slight nip slip. And so then they were demanding.
So you can't follow instructions.
I started drinking and was like, okay, fine, here's the nips. And it came a whole thing. But it was, I think it was your support that made it unappeasing for Janelle to post hers. Like, I can't do it if he's into it.
I was like, Jason says he's for it, so naturally I can't.
You posted your nipple in this group chat that you guys are in that I am not in, and then everybody started sending nipple pictures, and then she said that she had to check with me, and I said that it was okay, and that is
That made it. Because I said that nipples are my third best feature after calves and arms.
And then I think Gil said it was
one of his
top features too.
But I found out me and Gil are nipple brothers because we have almost identical nipples.
Except for Gil's got a little
mark on one of his. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call it? Not Alfredo.
Oh, what it?
Julio.
Is it either Julio
or Enrique?
Is this a bit? Can we play name that nipple? Should we play?
I literally said, I was like, tune in tomorrow with Jason. We said play the
couple's newlywed nipple game.
Can you name that nipple?
I have a slight confession to. Should I make it to you right now? Well, just in the, I thought of it because I was like, could I pick your nipples out of a lineup? Here, if I say it on the air, then maybe I'm just playing radio. I frequently will see one of or some of your tattoos, and I'll be like, man, how have I never noticed that?
I'm not even surprised. What do I do for a living?
Medical assistant, research
person. So tell me more about how many tattoos do I have?
I know you have... okay,
hang on, Janelle, close your eyes. What color are her eyes?
Eye colored. my objection, if you want to call it an objection to the OnlyFans thing, is just that I understand we've been over this. Is this an old fuddy-duddy take? Is that I don't want you to endanger future opportunities for yourself by filling the internet with a bunch of nudes. And then you're trying to become a senator someday, and they find OnlyFans.com/JaysPiglets.
I don't mind that one.
That's good.
Like, I'm not upset by
and
that.
And then all of a sudden, you can't be senator anymore because your pictures are all out there. So that's my only pushback on the whole
time,
thing.
By that time, everybody's going to have an OnlyFans.
Honestly,
be so
at this rate that I feel like as OnlyFans is blowing up too, who doesn't have an OnlyFans at this point?
Plus, you'll tap into that key foot fetish demographic. Those guys vote.
Okay? Yeah, they vote. Do. Quentin Tarantino. He's a big foot fetish guy. I've thought about messaging him on Twitter and being like, hey, I got some toes for
you. Check out these. He's got to have
you
so many
know.
Feet in his DMs already, though, because people know that about him.
You never know.
Well, here, let me ask you this then. You're like, I'm going to do the OnlyFans, just feet only. I'm going to get rich.
Only feet.
I don't know how the platform works there, but I assume there's a back and forth with some of the fans out there, right?
So what
happens the day that somebody messages you and says, I got 10 G's waiting for you if you send me a full frontal?
In.
Yeah, see, this is what...
10 G's? Do you know what 10 G's can do for me? I am a single parent.
He would pick that up off the ground in Hawaii.
I was
you
ready.
See
I should have started
downtown?
Lower.
Let's go.
I should have started lower because I was ready to work. Because I was like, there's a price. Surely there's a price. We very quickly jumped off of the it's only feet. It's only feet plan. Because, some guy with 10 G's has got all of your... What'd you say? Downtown's very good.
Yeah, it's my downtown.
Funny. You're funny. You're doing very good. I'm very impressed.
That's what I have always referred to myself.
Yeah.
In that area.
This little piggy went downtown.
Did you say you're impressed?
I am impressed. You're good. You're good at this. This is I'm sad that I can't. I would love to hire you as the co-host, but it would ruin everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
This is such a good idea.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
We play another edition of...
Oh, yeah. I supposed to do it?
I don't know if you want to.
Like, what happens? Are you expecting me to do this?
Just chill.
Enjoy
the bongos.
Just chilling, y'all, is our Apple Music game. If you look up a band on Apple Music, it'll tell you the band's top songs.
There they are.
According to some weird, strange algorithm that we have never exactly figured out. And we play a game where Nick, he's going to read us the top songs from a band, starting with their number 10 song. And then we're going to work our way up the list. Janelle and I will buzz in with our names. You buzz in with whichever one of your many names you want. You should just say Jay. That's probably.
I figured that's what I was going to do, Jay.
One. That's a good one. You buzz in when you think you know that you've heard this game before, right?
Yeah.
When you think you know the artist, then there's bonus points if there's top three artists remaining. I was telling Nick yesterday that the buzz in games are difficult for the newbies. Because you got to play in real time, all right? And I'm experienced in this game, all right? The game has slowed down for me, but I'm sure Nick has crafted this game in a way that you can win it.
Oh, I would never. I would never stack the odds against
you. If I know how he works, I think he's trying to hook you up. And we each play on behalf of a listener. Christina called first and chose Team Bumbleina. Terry, if I win, Terry, you're getting the $50 to spend at Kalahari.
I didn't hear.
Christina.
Go, Christina.
You have Christina.
Hi.
Christina. Speaking of music things, where was it? Dan's the Man says Jimmy Eat World or Blink 182?
Blink 182.
Wow. Nice. That was a... All right.
I don't even have to think about that
Skiba
one.
Skiba Blink 182, though, right?
No.
Get out of here. Tom DeLonge.
I'm not doing this with you again.
All right. Got a hard network out coming up. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
You understand the game, what we're going to
yes.
do? All right. Let's do it. Nick?
Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Rockaway Beach. Blitzkrieg Bop.
Dick.
Oh.
Jason.
The Ramones?
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry for those weird noises.
We can only dump you twice, okay?
I didn't say any words.
No, I'm just...
Okay, so I can now get three
table,
bonus points by naming the top three. There's still three remaining, right?
Yes.
Okay, and there can be repeats of songs if there's multiple versions out there. And so we are going to go with, I'm going to repeat two of them, but do I want to do that one or do I want to do that one? Okay, I'm going to go two. I'm going to go, I Want to Be Sedated, Blitzkrieg Bop, I Want to Be Sedated.
Their top three is Blitzkrieg Bop, Blitzkrieg Bop, and I Want to Be Sedated.
So I got two bonus points.
Correct.
But I didn't. I love that Blitzkrieg Bop, then, eh? All right, so I have 3 points. Bumbleina is zero, but don't worry. Still anybody's game. Lots of game left. Nick?
Rudy Can't Fail, Lost in Supermarket, The Guns of Brixton.
Jay, The Clash.
Jay Chanel, yes. That is The Clash. So you can guess their top three?
Should I stay or should I go now? What's the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I had it before I said the other one. No. I'm just going to leave it at that because it's going to drive me crazy, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, here, say
where does it?
Well, say you can say the same song three times because if it's in there multiple times, you'll get extra points. You'll get points for each time it's in there. So say, should I stay or should I go?
Times two.
Okay.
Times three.
Times two.
Well,
there's another song that's going to be in there because I can't think of the other song. Times two. That is my choice.
No. There's a man down.
This is the realest y'all two have ever been.
Fine. Play poorly.
All right.
Let me play
your choice,
the way
Christina.
I want to play.
Number three for The Clash is Should I Stay or Should I Go? Number two is Rock the Casbah.
Yeah.
And number one
that's
is...
That's what I was thinking of. London
should
Calling.
Should I stay or should I go now?
All right, but that's 2 points, right?
Times two.
You remember when we were playing spades in Hawaii, and I thought there was potential for us to go off the rails when you just said, "Let me play how I want to play."
we all partners?
Yeah.
Oh,
We were vibing,
smarter
bro.
Than that.
We were vibing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I knew. That's when I knew. Okay.
Go blind, Nella Low on her?
Three to three. Go into the third one, Nick.
Take me to the river. Psycho killer. Once in a lifetime. And she was. This must be the place.
Jay.
Janelle.
Talking Heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, as I told you, you do all bands that you and that's fine. That's fine.
Are you unaware of this Talking Heads band?
I just so worry that now you're alienating a whole group of listeners who don't know about that. Okay, so you can get three bonus points by doing the top three Talking Heads songs. How do you know she likes Talking Heads? Why
I didn't.
Why
I just...
do you know all these things? Get out of. Mind your own.
Hey now.
I would never do some research on the bands that she likes.
All right.
So This Must Be the Place is going to be in top three. Psycho Killer is also going to be in top three. What is the other one?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm always off by one.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do those two, Psycho Killer and
Do you
want to
do
place.
One of those two twice maybe?
This Is the Place twice.
Okay. Number three, This Is the Place. Number two, Burning Down the House.
That's what it is.
And number one is...
Psycho Killer.
I didn't pay attention to any of the... What happened there?
I believe she got two bonus points.
Oh,
so this
okay.
is the place in Psycho Killer.
Okay.
So it's now 6-3.
All right, great, fine. I'm totally fine with that. Number four, Nick.
Oh, my God. If I can break y'all up
Shut
in this
up.
Game...
Shut up. Just do the stupid game, all right?
Number four. Cinnamon. Simmer.
Haley Williams. Oh, sorry, that's me.
Janelle.
Haley Williams.
Yes.
Sorry.
You can get bonus points by naming the
Dead
top
horse.
Three songs from Wait. My Girl.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He's doing you a favor. He could have buzzed in and stolen it.
Sorry.
Yo, yeah. Williams.
No, you're fine. Give me your top three.
Sorry, I got really excited.
Vast disrespect to the integrity of the game, Nick. Vast.
I think you're doing great, Nick.
Thank you.
I think he's doing great.
Okay,
stop it.
Good. She's told me before. She's like, it's like, you got to cut Nick some slack. I'm like, you wouldn't believe how much slack that bitch gets, okay? He is surrounded by slack. Okay, three Haley Williams songs. Did you name them? What happened?
No, I just said Dead Horse.
All right.
You know what?
We gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
Dead Horse, and then I wanna do, actually, but she does it as Haley Williams with Paramore, so that probably doesn't count. I just wanna stick with Dead Horse.
Okay. Number two, Haley Williams song is Airplanes Part 2. Number two song is Stay the Night, and the number one Haley Williams song is...
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I was gonna say Airplanes, but I didn't know, because it's B.O.B.
What is happening?
It's B.O.B. Featuring Haley Williams.
Yeah, but for still, a while, yeah. Haley, she made a point to always say Haley Williams with Paramore.
Okay, great. So it is, what did can I not win now?
You cannot
what
win. She's won.
I can win. She can buzz in and get it wrong.
Yeah,
and then
it's 7-3, so you can
knock it off, jerk.
You could do all this right here and tie it.
Good
all right,
you.
Number five.
Good for you.
We've had enough. This Could Be Love.
You son of a...
Help me.
Jesus. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Armageddon.
All right, just because I'm not going to let you do this.
Time to waste.
Alkaline Trio.
Yes. What are you mad about?
You
can tie it up.
Shoe.
You got to go top three and tie it up.
Crap. I thought that I...
Yes, no.
Oh, man. I was... Whew. God, I am an idiot.
Yes.
I am stupid. Do you see what happened?
Yeah, your shoe's over here.
Sorry, I kicked my shoe off and almost hit you. Yeah, I thought that I needed her to buzz in and miss.
No.
I didn't realize I'd get 4 points. God, what an idiot you are, Jason. God, you're so... Boo. Boo on you. Boo this man, all right?
Boo! Boo! Boo!
Okay, so...
Boo! Take the booze when you blow this.
I can get the top...
Top three Alkaline Trio songs according to Apple Music.
That's That's not fair. He uses Apple Music.
All right. If I get them in the exact order, can I?
Sure.
Can that be the tiebreaker?
I mean, it's Jason, Dick, and Friends.
No. Okay. I know two of them, but I don't know. Radio is one of them. Mercy Me is one of them. Golly. You said, can you tell me the ones that you did again?
We've Had Enough, This Could Be Love, Help Me, Armageddon. Forget where I left off. Jason has to go over and get his shoe again.
Okay, because I messed up because it's, I would say This Could Be Love, but it's not going to be in there twice. They're not going to have anything twice. Okay, give me Radio, Mercy Me, Stupid Kid.
Number three, Stupid Kid.
Oh, we're going to go to tiebreaker.
Number two, Mercy Me. And the number one Alkaline Trio song is...
All right. Now all my complaining about the game looks really bad because I had a four-pointer at the buzzer to tie. You have a tiebreaker? Or
yeah,
what's the deal?
So tiebreaker three.
What's that?
Tiebreaker three.
Oh, I don't have it in here. Okay. Tiebreaker three in here. Have you? Is it from today?
It should have been a while ago.
I don't have any tiebreaker three.
Oh, well, this is going to be bad.
Well, you can. We don't need the song to do it.
Okay. Tiebreaker. Stargazing. Prey.
This is bull.
Scary Love. Single.
Dick.
Jason.
Four. God damn it.
Three.
It's not
two.
Kesha.
No.
It's called Praying.
Where was that? Crybaby, The Beach, R.I.P. to My Youth, Afraid, Daddy Issues, and Sweater Weather.
Well, just don't say anything because you're going to win.
He lost a point for Buzzy Did, so you win the game.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's the
for
neighborhood.
Fun, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good. Great. Great.
I was like,
great.
Do I still get to say what it is?
That was the most fun I've ever had hating a segment.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.